Let's talk about news coverage and the way that this situation has been treated. Kathleen Hall Jamison is with us, professor of communication at the Annenberg School for Communication, director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania. It's always good to have you on our program. Thanks for joining us.
It's good to be with you.
What about the way this has been covered so far? And what about what Mark Herskar just said, that this is a different situation because we have a president, he says, who's not rational?
We have a situation in which a president doesn't know how to use the signaling capacity of rhetoric, and as a result can be misread by other countries. And that's problematic because for a second reason, because President Trump also consistently engages in hyperbolic rhetoric. And as a result, when he uses strong rhetoric, you don't know whether or not it's calculated to communicate the strength that the rhetoric would convey with any other person, or whether it's just simply Trump being Trump. The media in general have been covering the exchanges over the last 48 hours or so in very straightforward terms. He is doing this, and it appears to be doing that. One exception is those Los Angeles Times, which headlined, "Fire and Fury Like the World Has Never Seen." That's a direct quote. But the subhead says, "Trump adopts North Korea's heated rhetoric, prompting fears of miscalculation by either side in the nuclear clash." The question in the coverage is, are they going to focus on the what of the exchange or the nature of Trump and Kim Jong-un potentially miscalculating in an exchange in which two people, both prone to hyperbole and neither capable of careful signaling, apparently, are now engaged in a signaling process that sits us at the threshold of potential nuclear exchange?
Now, you said that the president is somebody who really doesn't understand the power of his rhetoric, and yet isn't that how he got to be president, by using rhetoric in such a way that it was very difficult for his opponents in the primary and even in the general election to respond? Hasn't he proven himself a master of the use of the media?
He's proven himself a master at appealing to a base constituency, but that's quite different from acting as president to communicate clearly to our allies, and in this case to an enemy state, what it is the United States intends and what it will do under specified circumstances. During the campaign, for example, candidate Trump said NATO was obsolete. That didn't forecast his action as president. He created confusion among our allies as well as adversarial nations by suggesting that perhaps other nations should have some nuclear capacity, which up to that point we had been strongly discouraging. And he expressed levels of confusion about where Russia was in relationship to Ukraine, not appearing to know at one point that they were actually there. And that kind of mis-signaling makes it very difficult for our allies and for our enemies around the world to know what a president is trying to say when a president says fire and fury and suggests it will be like the world has never seen. And there's one more factor. Like the world has never seen is, for Donald Trump, an almost reflexive piece of rhetoric. He tends to throw that kind of statement in, and just about any statement that he makes, trying to say it's unusual. Where someone would say unusual, he says hyperbolically, the worst or the best the world has ever seen, or the worst the world has ever known. And so we don't know that this extemporaneous utterance was not simply a verbal reflex by Donald Trump signaling absolutely nothing as he intended, what his intent be to signal absolutely nothing, but could be taken by the world to be saying, wait a minute, I'm threatening nuclear annihilation of another nation state.
Kathleen Hall Jamison at the University of Pennsylvania. We'll be back in a moment.